China raises interest rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, reaction to Beijing's surprise interest rate hike. The Chinese say they raised rates by 0.25% to combat inflation and to soak up excess market liquidity. Economist Neil McKinnon of VTB Capital in London says that means they're trying to prevent problems down the road.
The Chinese authorities have taken various measures in order to cool down the hot spots in the real estate market. They've been concerned that there might be, or there is, a bubble in that sector. And so during the course of the year, they've been taking these measures to cool down the very hot rate of growth that we've seen in the Chinese economy generally.
The move has already had an impact in the currency markets. The dollar and the euro jumped on the news, but stock markets don't seem to be too happy about it. Asian markets fell. Tokyo's Nikkei dropped 1.5%. European markets at this hour are up slightly. It was a down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 165 points to 10,978. To the housing market now and the ongoing story some are calling foreclosure gate. It involves shoddy mortgage documentation that calls into question who actually owns a lot of these mortgages. Now the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is calling on Bank of America to buy back some mortgage-backed securities. Here to explain all this is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. He's joining us live. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, why is the New York Fed putting pressure on Bank of America?
Well, the bank is joining with some big investors like MetLife and Prudential to say that sketchy mortgages that were originated by Countrywide Financial have tainted the mortgage-backed securities that they were bundled into back in this housing boom. The New York Fed owns about 16 billion of these securities. Bank of America bought Countrywide, so they say B of A should now buy them back. These are full of defaulting home loans, and the allegation is that poor underwriting standards, failure to service and document these subprime mortgages all contributed to the problems.
Right, but the big question is who is going to win this fight? Can the banks beat back these challenges?
Well, there'll be thousands of hours of legal time billed over it, to be sure. But Guy Sakala of Inside Mortgage Finance doesn't think the legal strategy against the banks is too promising.
The New York Fed, the investors who are going after Bank of America now for problems with mortgage-backed securities have been after them ever since, again, the subprime meltdown 2 or 3 years ago. They've got a hard case to prove, so it remains to be seen if they really can get traction on it.
And meanwhile, there are now also probes of problems with foreclosures being conducted by the SEC, HUD, the Justice Department, even the FBI.
And alphabet soup. And the story continues. Thanks, Mitchell.
You're welcome.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Well, did you know that a black mark on a credit report can keep you from being hired? That'll be a topic in Washington today where the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission will consider the growing use of pre-employment credit screening. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Close to half of all employers say they conduct credit checks on some job applicants. Employment lawyer Camille Olson at Seyfarth Shaw says a credit history can be very revealing.
It provides a variety of information that usually is not able to be confirmed by an employer by other sources, and it is viewed by many sources as a valid indicator of a person's judgment and potential risk to a company.
Olson says financial institutions rely heavily on such checks, but several states have recently limited or banned worker credit reviews. Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center says the reliance on credit history creates a catch-22.
If you lose your job, you can't pay all your bills. Some of that ends up as black marks on your credit report. And then if your credit report is checked before you can get a job, I mean, it creates what some have called a financial death spiral.
Wu's center supports congressional legislation banning credit checks for current and prospective employees. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/publicradio.
Today, the National Football League plans to send a memo to teams about changes in disciplinary action. This comes after the NFL fined three players for dangerous hits in last Sunday's games. The league is getting tougher about tackles, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Last Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons went head-to-head against the Philadelphia Eagles.
On third down and six, Mob in trouble. It's over. Oh, big hit on DeSean Jackson.
A headbutt knocked out Eagle receiver DeSean Jackson. It's the kind of hit that has the NFL rethinking how to protect its players. The league has imposed bigger fines. On NBC last Sunday, former safety Rodney Harrison said previous fines did not deter him.
Fining me $5,000 or $10,000 really didn't affect me. If they're going to change the nature of these hits, you have to suspend guys.
Suspensions can cost a player hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they're about more than lost income. Suspensions can also threaten a starting spot on the team. University of Chicago professor Alan Sanderson follows the economics of sports.
If you're suspended, your place can be taken temporarily or maybe permanently down the road by somebody else.
Beginning this weekend, the NFL will start suspending players for getting too violent on the field. At the same time, Sanderson says the league is walking a fine line, trying not to alienate fans by making football too tame.
The fans like hard hits. Violence sells.
Violence may sell, but it also carries a cost. Kevin Guskowitz directs the Sport-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Center at the University of North Carolina. He's studied hundreds of retired NFL players.
Those with three or more concussions during their pro career were five times more likely to experience cognitive impairment that is believed to be a precursor then to Alzheimer's disease.
But Guskowitz says 9 out of 10 former players who enter his office say even with all the injuries, they would still have played professional football. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, I'm not a big fan of auction stories usually, but this one's pretty good. Bernie Madoff's velveteen slippers are hitting the market next month. They're red with his initials BLM embroidered in gold thread. The auction will benefit the victims of Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme. There's also going to be a bronze statue of a bull up for auction. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Do you ever notice there's a whole lot of frozen yogurt shops around? Yeah, it's tasty stuff, not too fattening either. But did you know they're a solid tenant in a shaky real estate market?
I think that's the attraction to the landlords is you can throw in a frozen yogurt store. They'll sign a one-year lease. They're able to have a tenant while they ride out this market.
Fro-Yo-Palooza next time on Marketplace. It's from American Public Media.